Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, and thanks for joining us on the NITV News podcast. The Northern Territory's country Liberal Party government has handed down its first budget after being elected last year. It boasts record spending for law and order, but has been criticised for failing to invest in crime prevention and rehabilitation services. It comes as prison numbers reach new heights following tougher bail laws imposed last month.
It's the country Liberal Party's first budget since taking power. A record spend on law and order as net debt increases.
Key feature coming out of the budget is, of course, the $1.5 billion in spending on law and order.
A bid to tackle soaring prison numbers, up by more than 500 since they were elected last year, making the NT the most imprisoned jurisdiction in the country.
There has been no answers from the CLP around what investment is going to actually make a difference when it comes to breaking the cycle of crime and preventing crime in the first place.
The CLP's key funding includes a $60 million increase for corrections, bringing the total budget to a record $495 million. $176 million for operational costs to deal with the rising prison numbers and around $70 million for building new and refurbished prisons. Notably lacking investment for intervention, rehabilitation and support programs.
We're going to see people coming out of the other end of that really harmed and in worse off situations than when they went into. Jailing is failing the whole community, and we're really going to see things get worse before they get better.
In a statement, the peak body for the social and community sector in the NT said we must transition towards increasing the ratio of spending towards targeted prevention rather than punishment after harm has been caused. The NT budget also shows a decrease in funding for the housing sector by $100 million. For the domestic and family violence sector, $36 million over 3 years, which falls short of the $180 million previously promised by the government and called for by the sector. Emma Kellaway, NITV News.
A new report shows reconciliation action plans are leading to more First Nations people in corporate leadership roles. There are now 5.6 million Australians working in businesses and organisations that have implemented a reconciliation action plan. The recently released Workplace Barometer, which assesses the impact of the plans, found there's been a 20% increase in the number of First Nations people who are in senior leadership positions in Australian businesses. Reconciliation Australia says that benefits the entire community.
This is actually about how organisations themselves build capacity and First Nations ways of thinking, being, knowing and doing within their business or within their existing structures so that they're getting the best advice for their people and the way that they want to take their business. So again, having Aboriginal people in those senior leadership positions continues to influence the way that business thinks about its work, not just for First Nations peoples, but for all Australians.
Overseas, and the Māori MPs who performed a protest haka in the New Zealand Parliament last year are likely to be hit with the most severe suspensions ever handed out by the Parliament. The Māori Party MPs were protesting against a bill which would have redefined the Treaty of Waitangi and stripped away some long-held rights of Māori people. The bill was eventually defeated, but not before promoting widespread protest across the country. The Privileges Committee has recommended three of the protesters be suspended for 3 weeks. A fourth Māori Party MP is facing a 7-day suspension. Back home, and First Nations primary school students from across Western Sydney are learning about Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture through dance. Ricky Kirby went along to check out the program that's being run by the Department of Education.
Tutors from Brolga Dance Academy passing on culture through stories, song and dance.
It's about connection to our culture, to our spirituality, and also to each other as mob. So the kids from the same community to come together, they get to know each other and they can connect and embrace our culture and take that home and share it with their families as well.
The workshops are being run across schools in New South Wales over 3 weeks for students from years 3 to 6.
I'm having lots of fun and I just want to learn about my culture and stuff just so like when I'm older I can like teach other kids.
I wanted to be a part of it because I don't know a lot of Aboriginal dancers and I want to learn more.
I'm having so much fun. I love dancing. It's connecting to my culture and being able to like connect more with family.
Whoa!
It's a packed day of traditional and contemporary choreography immersed with language and games.
They're wanting it. They're wanting to know their culture. They're wanting to know their language. And when we incorporate fun activities and games into it as well, it makes it much more of a great learning experience for them.
It all culminates in a performance at the end of the day.
The highlight is at the very end where they get to showcase and present back to us what they've learned. And they do it on their own. So we're not there to guide them. We're there in support of them, but we're not telling them or instructing them what the movements are. They're actually showing us firsthand what they've learned.
Ricky Kirby, NITV News.
And that's all for now. I'm Luana Grant. For more Indigenous news, tune into NITV News weeknights at 6:30 p.m. and stay tuned right here on NITV Radio for all the latest news updates.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.